on, was it last time? So speaking about my Borshams of Arab at the Sugya, I went through a bit over Shabbos. Let's make a very quick recap, Rabbi Yisai, on what we said. So we spoke about opening bottle tops. Let's talk about a normal bottle top here. So we said the problem with a metal bottle top is that the bottle top has never ever been a keli beforehand. And therefore, when you open your bottle on Shabbos for the first time, you're now making a keli.
They put them on a ready cup, so it's
not
a keli before.
Yeah, but not a keli like this. It's never been first of all, that lid just comes up and about. I mean, if you tilt the bottle.
Toothpick and hold
it there. Yeah, it's true, it's a keli, but if you tilt the bottle, the whole thing falls out.
Yeah, so why is it different? It's not plastic which you mould into a keli, which before was a plastic, I understand that the plastic ones could be.
The metal ones are molded on, not the plastic ones. The metal ones are like a l'chaim cup.
On top of the
bottle. The machine comes and molds it off.
So it is a keli to
hold. This is a much better keli.
Or whatever it is.
True, but this is a much better keli. This keli fits to the bottle to the side.
It's a keli. It's just a keli.
You must make a better keli shop. Someone's got a blunt knife, for example, and he makes it into a sharp knife. Then it's sort of tikkun tikkun olam.
So why is it better?
What's better?
No, why is this keli? Why is this top better now?
It's not, the metal one's a problem. The metal one's a serious problem. The metal one.
It's better. Why is it better?
What do you mean better?
Because it's
a
better
keli
now.
It's a better keli. Because beforehand, you tilt the bottle, the whole thing will fall out. All the juice will fall out. Now it screws on properly and locks in. Everything keeps it
the same. That's the problem with the bottle, the problem with the top.
The top is made a better keli. The bottle was always a keli. You've done nothing to the bottle. Now you're making the lid a much better lid. Beforehand, the lid just comes off, you tilt the bottle, the whole thing falls out. Now the lid's a much better lid. Yes, you made a perfect lid now, yeah? You made a very, very good lid. So Lemaisa, you've done an issue of makapash on the lid. So Lemaisa, what we said last time was that because of this, l'chaim is a problem, this lid is a problem, and to open it on Shabbos is also to do. We did say that our apostle who do allow, yes, I want to reiterate that, Lemaisa, Sordiak Fisher held it was mutter. I looked through his tshuva, it's interesting. His tshuva is based on the case that we mentioned this, it's like a magufa. That's clear. The case of a magufa is a person's got a lid, he puts onto a barrel, and then he seals the lid on. So Lemaisa, you can take that lid off on Shabbos. So he says, you're making a lid. Beforehand it was stuck on the bottle, now it's better. So he times it, this is the same case, that was mutter. The mice, it's a bit of a difference, just to know, and that is the lid was a keli beforehand. And even when you take it off, it's still a keli. This is a bit worse, the chayr. This is a worse. This was never ever a keli beforehand, and now you're making it to a keli. So the chayr, there's a sword to say that this lid is worse. That's number one. Yeah, but a much better keli. It's a different sort of keli. It's a much better keli you're making. Yeah, so that's number one. Plastic lids, we said last time, Rosh Hashanah Zalman says a plastic lid was a keli beforehand. When it goes on a bottle, even though now it's tight on a bottle, that lid still keeps it shame keli. Because if you had smashed the bottle, you could take that lid off and use it onto another bottle. So that plastic lid, as Rosh Hashanah Zalman, has never lost its shame keli. Others disagree, and they say, the mice is not practical. The mice, at the end of the day, you're making much better keli when you undo it. Because now you can maneuver it easily onto other ones. So many other Achronim disagree with Rosh Hashanah Zalman on this point. And they hold that it's a problem with even a plastic, what do you call it? Then we finally spoke about these ketchup. I think we finished up with the ketchup bottle, but the final thing we said with these ketchup bottles, I'll just tell you, it does apply to quite a few things. In fact, I like to get one of these last week. You can get it on the spices. On these spices, no, I've brought an empty one now, but Meister, very often the spice come along like this. You take it off, there's a plastic seal over here, and then you put this on, and this stays on again, like oil and boys. It's the same thing as a ketchup bottle, of course, we said. So I looked into it again, this thing's very interesting. We said that the whole shy to start, because the Morgan Avraham says, why is it when you screw a lid, when you screw something on Shabbos, why is it not a problem of a proper tekiah? It's like makapatis, you're making something, you're sticking something very firmly together. So the Morgan Avraham says, a kisei keli, a lid which is screwed on, it's not a problem, because it comes off every day. So many Mephoshim learn, the Chazdish and others learn, that the point is, it's nicker that it's not meant to be on there. It's clear, when a person puts a lid on a lemonade bottle, he screws it on, even though it's very tight, so he's made a fester chibur, a good joining, but since it's clear it's meant to come off, it's not meant to be part of the same keli, it's only meant to come on and off, therefore that's no problem at all, it's not considered as bonded together. Mashaik, in this case over here with the ketchup bottle and the spices, where you leave it on, that lechera is worse, and therefore that could be a problem on Shabbos. The Raila, I can't find anyone's matter that, but
the lid itself is not changing, you're just peeling off something else.
Yeah, that's true. That means the lid has not been changed. That's why a lot of people time this. The lid is the same. In fact, the lid could be used on another bottle perfectly. But now, you're not making the lid a better keg. It's true. But what you're doing now is you're making the ketchup bottle better. The ketchup bottle before had a lid on there which was useless. Now, when you tighten it on there, you make that bottle a much better bottle. That's the chore. Interesting. Oh, the chore actually problematic.
Normal thing. Get the lid on, chip it away, lid off.
Your bottle of data. Very often it could be. You're not. I mean, you're very harsh. Don't get me wrong.
It would be normal.
Yeah. That's why I left it bottle, wasn't it?
Because it's not normal. That's why we don't.
I must tell you, I thought you'd all get me a quart on this. I must tell you. Yeah, if you take the lid off and pour without it, there's no problem. Yeah, again, your boy said, I'm not saying you can't have ketchup on shutters, don't get me wrong. I never said you can't have ketchup on shutters. What you can do is that you can take the ketchup lid off, unpeel the plastic and leave the lid off.
The whole shutters.
And I put it on Sunday on Master Shutters. That you can do. Or we said last time you can pierce a hole through the lid into the plastic. That's also that. But to take the lid off and then put it back on again, that's a problem. Because you made a better cake. I thought you were going to ask me a bomba kasha, but no one's asked me this. I don't know what's happened to all of you.
It's not a kasha.
Oh, very good. The kasha I asked you, when you put your lemonade bottle, you finish your lemonade, and you put the bottle, you screw the lid back on again, throw it in the dustbin.
You don't.
A lot of people do. So you may...
You go around looking tables to put your bottle on, you don't do that.
I think most people, you look in the dustbin, if you look in the dustbin, I'm not saying you should do this, but if you look in the dustbin...
An empty bottle?
What?
Put the lid on an empty bottle.
That's true. But I think a lot of people, I'm not saying to look around the blue dustbins or whatever, I don't know what colour they've got in Broughton Park, but in Prestwich is the blue dustbins. If you look in the blue dustbins, I think you'll find many bottles have got lids on. Many of them. Now, Shiloh, is that a problem?
No,
but now you've joined onto a Kaylee.
You don't want
to. Oh, I think that's not a Shiva's at all. You're not making a better Kaylee. That's no problem whatsoever. No problem whatsoever. That is definitely Musa. No problem whatsoever. Right. Let's move on to today. Now, let's just make this very simple here, my friend. It's very, very posh. We've spoken about this a few times. I want to make a little sikum here because it's important to get this all clear. There's a few things when opening cans and things like that. What? Very good. Now I've got to bring the grape juice bottle. Very good. When a person opens a cane, there's a few problems that hit him. Number one is, well, any cane, let's start with the basic problems, a crisp bag. One problem is you're doing Korea. You're tearing. You're making a good tear. Number two is you're making a Pesach. You're making a opening. And number three could be you're making a cane. Could be. On that we said that you're not called make a keli. If you open up an item on the same place where it was sealed, there's no problem making a keli. It's not called making a keli. Yeah, that is our question. So, Marshall, a person opens a crisp packet and he opens it on the same place, he's not got a problem of making a keli because it's opened on the same place where it was sealed. You might have a problem with Korea, that is a problem. You're doing a Korea, which is a tikkun, that is a problem. But you're not over makapatish. You're not over making a keli. Because that keli, of chaznish, was sealed on that place, it was meant to be open on that place. It's never lost its shape keli at all. But the problem is you're doing a Korea shotikkun. When you tear open your crisp packet, a nice hole at the top, that is a nice beneficial tear. So you've done a Korea shotikkun. So on that, some say the Shvita Shabbos says that it's bottled to the food and therefore you can tear it, no problem. Others hold that you have to do it Derek Kilko because of that reason, to get around the problem of Korea. Yeah? Then you've got another problem with that. Number one is, making a Korea shotikkun. That's a problem. Another interesting point is, Lamosh, let's say a can like this. When a person opens a can like this, what happens, I forgot to bring a pineapple tin over here, what happens with a can like this? How do they fill up this can? This lid on top is off. The top part of this is completely off. It's not on, it comes off. They fill out with Coke or whatever it is, what they put in, and then the machine puts the lid. There's a little, you can see a line over here, that lid goes on top of the Coca-Cola can. When you make a hole in this Coca-Cola can, this hole has never been there before. Now this is much worse, Lechoria. You're making a new hole in something which has never been. That means up to now we've been talking in many cases where, like the crisp packet, is you're reinstating the old hole. That is not a problem of makor patish or making a keli, because the keli never lost its shape keli. This over here, where you make a new hole in this thing, which was never ever here before, the chora is a shaila. One shaila is you're making a new keli, possibly. The other shaila is you're making a new pesach. You've made a new hole. You mustn't make a new hole on Shabbos either, onto a keli. There's no problem of korea here. This problem, metal, has no problem of tearing. Tearing is only on soft material, so the melacha of korea doesn't apply. Why the melacha might apply here? Gone very quiet. Very, very quiet. Oh, the other melacha, which a person might think is a problem, is mechatech. You're cutting this to size. We'll see about that, right? Let's go slowly. Problem number one of making the hole over here, making a new keli, this is a big machlokas. The Chaznish holds that a keli which a person uses, but as he uses it, it's storing items in it. That means when you drink, I don't know too many details over here. I think it was a chiddush. I asked a certain Rav this question. I don't know, but he's got different habits to what I have got, but I think a lot of people drink from a bottle, from a can. Is that true? Mm-hmm. Or would you say a lot of people pour it straight out? 50-50. Okay, maybe it's 50-50. Even, I must tell you, Rosh, let's say this can over here, let's talk about a can like this over here. Many people will drink from the can as you sip it. That means for a certain amount of time, this can is like a shomer. It's protecting the stuff inside it. That, the Chaznish holds the case. That the Chaznish holds is called a keli. About for a certain amount of time, the item is being stored in here, that is called a keli. The Tehillah L'Dovid is choyuk. The Tehillah L'Dovid says it's not called a keli, that. Because a keli has to be that you reuse it. Anything which is emptied out and it's not reused is not called a keli. Massive Kiddush. The Tehillah L'Dovid holds that a keli which you empty out, even though you're doing it slowly, but you're not reusing it, has not called a keli.
The crisp bag is not a keli.
Yeah, richtig, but you've got a problem with korea though still, yeah? On a crisp bag. Here there's no korea. So according to the Tehillah L'Dovid, when I open my hole over here, I make a hole in the can, there's no korea out. There's no making a keli over here, because this keli is not good, it's not called a keli. Since I'm not going to reuse it, what? 1 minute. Since I'm not going to reuse it, it's not called a keli at all, yeah? That's okay. There was no problem. You could say in this case, even according to Chaznish, everyone with me so far?
Yes.
It's not rocket science. The Bible is very posh, what I'm saying. Yeah? No, very, very posh thing. All right. This, you could say though, in this case over here, even according to Chaznish, it could be, since you're going to pour it all out very, very quickly, it could be, even according to Chaznish, not according to Chaznish. It's a Chiddush. I mean, according to Chaznish, passes the problem. A bigger can than this, Lamoshla, a beer can, is the Chor a bit worse. Even though you don't reuse it, but you very often, I'm not a big beer drinker, but the cans I think are quite a bit bigger. Therefore, I think it's quite common for a person to keep the beer in the can maybe for another day or so, maybe for a while, for half a day later. That could be more of an issue, possibly. So that's an interesting point. Again, according to Tehillah L'Dovid, if the keli is not reused, there's no problem with a keli. So according to Tehillah L'Dovid, if a person makes a hole in this keli, we'll come to the chatuk in a minute, let's say he peels it off, and he pours out the contents, or he drinks the contents as it is, there is no problem of opening it on Shabbos. What?
He leaves some in.
Even if he leaves some in, as long as he's not reusing it, that's not called a problem according to Tehillah L'Dovid, yeah? Because if you reuse it, you want to put something else in after, that's a problem. The Chaznish holds it is a problem. So that is an interesting point over here. Okay, well, you ask me, what should you do? According to Chaznish, if the person were to have this keli and pour it all out into two glasses, because you won't get this in one glass, yeah? So you might have to know maybe a bottle of that, because most people don't do it. According to Chaznish, you have to know the very small cans, or what they call the 200s, that goes in one go. You pour that in one cup, that's gone. That is much better. That could be, even according to Chaznish, that could be mutter to open. Like normal. Yeah. Because you're not doing anything, it's not called a keli. So again, this over here is a bit of a question. It's going slowly down. So you could understand, according to the Chaznish, it could be problematic. According to the Hill of Dollars, there's no problem at all. You can open it normally. What would I mean normally? What about machatech over here? Why is it not a problem of tearing this open machatech? That they say machatech has to be you change the overall size of the keli. Just to make a hole in the keli, even as a neat hole, is not called machatech. So, Bekitsa, to open a can like this, according to the Tale of Dominus Mutter, there's no problem of Korea, there's no problem of Machatech, there's no problem of Tikkun Mome. According to the Chaznish, it could be it's a problem, because Lamaisa, many people don't drink it straight away, it goes down slowly, and certainly the bigger tins, the bigger cans...
You don't need for tomorrow, you need for half an hour.
Yes, I'm saying it's better, the small one, better. But
no, the bigger one, you don't need for tomorrow.
Not tomorrow, a few hours between four. Yeah, and washing a tin of corn, for example. I mean, here I've got a very small tin, yeah? This one's a very small tin of corn. That, even that, I'm not sure, people might have the whole lot in one go. It's possible you might leave over. But washing a tin of pineapple, a can of pineapple, a person might leave over, that's more of an issue. So how would you get around this to make it more difficult? So again, the small cans of the 200s, the chol, there's no problem according to everyone to open up the chol, because that's the dairy. I think it's straight away. That's straight away.
You've got somebody on Friday night. Some people serve candle on Friday night.
I thought you go to these nice houses. I never get back to these places.
Some people do. I've been somewhere and do give cans out. Everyone's going to be, by the end of the evening, they're all going to be finished. I'm not having all of it now. I pour what I want, and then he takes what he wants. It's going to be all finished. By within the 2-3 hours, all the cans are going to be finished.
The corn has no good because it's being kept for a bit of time. But it's going to be kept for a bit of time. A bit of time is kept. It's not all in one go. A bit of time, corn has is no good. According to Chazon Ish, if it's used for a bit of time, it's a shmirah.
Does that mean that the can is size to yes?
That's a big shiloh when you say bottle. That's a big shiloh what you're saying. It's asking a good shiloh time. Time is asking.
You and me.
No, he's got two cups. Yeah, that could be. That's a shiloh. Is it toil on you? Is it Derech and Derech Oil? That's a big question. I don't know the answer. That's a big question now. Is it toil on you or Derech Oil? Sorry? That's true. But the mice, it's meant to. I don't know if the manufacturers make it. It's true. It's true. But the Chaznish holds the mice for a bit of time. It's being used as storage. It's being used as a cave for a bit of time. True, it's true, but the mice, the fact that. Well, you're right, but the mice, the Metzias is, it's being used a bit of time for storage. So the Chaznish holds, the Chiddish, that's called still being used for it's got a stamshus that's being used as a Kedi. The way to get around this problem without any problem at all is if a person's got a knife or whatever it is, he makes a small hole at the bottom of the can. Small hole. Not hard to do, I've done it before, it's happened. You have a jug at the bottom, you make a small hole, a very small hole, so the juice just comes out slowly, and then you open the top like normal. Make up. Sorry? Cut it. Right, or you have to open more, you have to open more shop. If you're worried about that. Why? That's what I'm saying. It could be bottled out. It could be the fact that you decided to pour it all out might not help. Most people, a lot of people don't do it. The Moshe in cans, I think a lot of people don't pour it out. First of all, if you go to a hotel, for example, they give you a can with a glass. Yeah. What you do is you pour it out into a glass. You wait a bit, you have a bit more. That's how it goes. That's what it's for. I'm not sure what they make these things for. I must tell you, I'm not sure how they make it. If you're meant to drink from it, someone Gerardo told me a long time ago that if you knew where they store these cans over the while, you wouldn't dream of drinking that can. I won't tell you where you told me where it's stored. But anyway, I'm just telling you, you wouldn't dream of drinking from the actual mouthpiece itself.
It's not hygiene.
See, no, you know, you can see there's inside information. Yeah, that's what they say.
The
corn and tuna.
Corn and tuna.
What's
the thing?
No, the Chaznish says you might have bought the data. It's a big shadow what the Chaznish says. You're asking about by tin corn and tin tuna, you've got the same thing. According to the Chaznish, you have to know tin tuna, for example, is often, even if you pour it all out, you have to know, but lechera, if you pour it out, is it a derech always to pour it all out?
Yeah,
you're right, according to the Chaznish.
You open it with a clip and pour it all out, you have to make holes or whatever.
Yeah, the chur, tin tuna. I'll check it up. The chur is right. Tin tuna should be mutter according to what we're saying. Tin tuna, the way is the derech by tin tuna is to pour it all out in one go. Tin tuna,
the corn's in there. Same thing.
It's a small one. Yeah. A big one, very often people will keep, yeah? A big tin, a normal half big tin, a lot of people don't have it all in one go, it's a lot to have one person. Some do, some don't, it depends.
Okay.
A quick second to say this, the Meister, the Weile is, I'll just check out what sort of Simon says, the Weile looks like a tin can, which if you, if the tin can, which a person has, a tin can, if it's the Derek to empty all out in one go, which are the small 200s, there's no problem at all, it's mutter going to everyone. The ones where you drink slowly and you might use some of it in, according to the Chazon Ish, that's called a keli for a bit of time. According to the Tehillah L'David, if about the whole thing is emptied out and you don't reuse it, it has not got a shen keli, and therefore you can open it like normal, and there's no problem with the chatach either. Okay, Rabbi Yisai. But I've got one of these, Shmuley. Are you sure this works?